Once again, all too soon, we come to the first Saturday of another month, the month of July, dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus. And of course, how appropriate it is that we should honor the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, patroness and mistress of this shrine and parish, on this day and this month, which is dedicated to the precious blood of her divine Son, Jesus Christ. As you have heard me say, probably many times, the precious blood of Jesus Christ has only one source, and that is the Blessed Mother. The precious blood of Jesus Christ is, in a sense, also the precious blood of the most blessed Virgin Mary. There was no, as you know, human father. It's all one. Mary is the Mother, the Holy Spirit, representing the whole Trinity, not just by himself, is the one who makes it happen in her womb, but only after she has agreed. God respects that which he creates. He has given us free will, and we need to use the free will that he has given to us. Now, it's possible that Mary could have said no, but at the same time, that would have not been very appropriate, would it? And the same thing with us. When God wants something from us, we can either say yes or no, but if we say no, then we know what the consequences of that negative answer would be. We need to do as a Blessed Mother. We need to follow in her footsteps. We need to follow her heart. Our heart must be united with hers, just as her heart is united to Christ, whose month of the Sacred Heart we have just celebrated. But of course, the month is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, but the whole year is of the Sacred Heart, because every single day the Holy Church celebrates the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. And thus, that is the heart of Jesus, the Eucharist. And together with the heart of Jesus is the heart of Mary. And that is why the Church, on this particular occasion, with the votive Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is the votive Mass which the Vatican ordered for us to celebrate whenever we celebrate Our Lady of Fatima, is the Gospel of St. John, which takes place at the foot of the cross. And that's where reality is seen. A lot of things are said. A lot of times we say to God and to each other, I love you, whatever. And then when the action, when the time for the action comes, there is no love. That is not what our Lord wants. That is not what the Blessed Mother wants. That is not what they have shown us. That word is supposed to mean everything. That our heart must be totally given to him, and also to his Mother who is with him continuously. Since the moment of his incarnation. And so today, as we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary and praise her on this day, the first Saturday of this month, dedicated to the most precious blood of her Son, let us meditate and think about the many times we have said in one way to another, I love you, to him or to others, and not meant it. And then we need to make a change in that regard. We can only do so with her help and, of course, with his power, that we may follow Christ fully, follow the Blessed Mother, her Immaculate Heart, fully, every day, 24 hours a day, all the days of our life. Today also is celebrated the feast of a great priest from the area of Milan. He was born in Cremona in the Piedmont area of, in the Lombard region of Italy, Saint Anthony Maria Zaccaria, who founded the Barnabite priests. And they were so beloved of the people, and of the poor in particular, that they were called the Angelicals. And he founded an order of nuns, and they are called the Angelicals. So today we honor him and praise him. He was living in the time when the church was going through the horrible tribulations of the Lutheran heresy and the Calvinist heresy. He died in 1539. So may St. Anthony, Maria, Zaccaria intercede for us and pray for us. I'm sure when he said, "I love you," to God and to Mary, he meant it. And that is why he is a saint. And you too must mean it. And maybe you too shall become a saint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.